walking.
It's hard to see why it would be us, but on the other hand, I don't know, it just seems to me like you're deliberately doing something bad. Like, there's no reason, like, you know, people have to drive. Like, normally, when we permit things that have some danger, it's because there's some purpose other than the adrenaline rush. But when you're doing something just because, you know, the danger excites you, it could be, but you gotta have...
Well, there's, like, skiing, water skiing, those are sports... Which are done at least partly for the adrenaline rush.
I hear you. So you were told it was muncher.
Yeah.
So someone had asked me that. Okay.
But with the fish, I know that pickling is over a long period of time, and that this is a short period of time. That's why I was wondering if that's different. And for fish, since now it's the Rovoli fish raw.
That would make sense for the first question. In other words, if the problem is makibapatish. The argument is if the fish is edible raw, so you're not making it edible. That's correct. But for the pickling, that wouldn't help you because vegetables are also edible before you pickle them. Now, you're saying it has to be a long time, but I think that if it's softened enough that it becomes like a new type of dish, I think that would help.
How do people cook a cholent over Shabbos? If it becomes ready on Shabbos, that's awesome.
Yeah, but because they put it up before Shabbos. In other words, you're not allowed to make something that's ready on Shabbos by my action. But I do before Shabbos because of continuity of the action. I didn't do it. I did do it. It was done on Shabbos.